Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, November 14th. I'm reading from Nehemiah chapter 5, where Nehemiah demands justice for the poor in the English Standard Version. Before I begin reading, let's talk a little bit about what the book of Nehemiah is about. This book is about the reestablishment of the land around Jerusalem after the Babylonian exile. Remember that time when the Jewish people were punished and sent off into exile, many of them, and they are coming back now and they are rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. And in this chapter, Nehemiah chapter 5, Nehemiah confronts the oppression of the poor by the wealthy people of the community. So everybody has come back, and some of the people were nobles and they had plenty of wealth, and they were exacting high taxes and interest from the poor, and they were not sharing with their brothers in need. So first we'll hear the outcry of the poor people, and then Nehemiah's confrontation of the people who were in power. He's outraged at the injustice. Then we'll read about the leaders and their repentance. And then finally, we'll hear about Nehemiah's own example of generosity. Nehemiah chapter 5. Now there arose a great outcry of the people and of their wives against the Jewish brothers. For there were those who said, "With our sons and our daughters, we are many. So let us get grain that we may eat and keep alive." There were also those who said, "We are mortgaging our fields, our vineyards, and our houses to get grain because of the famine." And there were those who said, "We have borrowed money for the king's tax on our fields and our vineyards. Now our flesh is as the flesh of our brothers. Our children are as their children. Yet we are forcing our sons and daughters to be slaves, and some of our daughters have already been enslaved. But it is not in our power to help it, for other men have our fields and our vineyards." I was very angry when I heard their outcry and these words. I took counsel with myself, and I brought charges against the nobles and the officials. I said to them, "You are exacting interest, each from his brother." And I held a great assembly against them and said to them, "We, as far as we are able, have brought back our Jewish brothers who have been sold to the nations. But you even sell your brothers that they may be sold to us." They were silent and could not find a word to say. So I said, "The thing that you are doing is not good. Ought you not to walk in the fear of our God to prevent the taunts of the nations, our enemies? Moreover, I and my brothers and my servants are lending them money and grain. Let us abandon this exacting of interest. Return to them this very day their fields, their vineyards, their olive orchards, and their houses, and the percentage of money, grain, wine, and oil that you have been exacting from them." Then they said, "We will restore these and require nothing from them. We will do as you say." And I called the priest and made them swear to do as they had promised. I also shook the fold of my garment out and said, "So may God shake out every man from his house and from his labor who does not keep this promise. So may he be shaken out and emptied." And all the assembly said, "Amen," and praised the Lord, and the people did as they had promised. Moreover, from that time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year to the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, 12 years neither I nor my brothers ate the food allowance of a governor. The former governors who were before me laid heavy burdens on the people, and took from them their daily ration 40 shekels of silver. Even their servants lorded it over the people. But I did not do so because of the fear of God. I also persevered in the work on this wall, and we acquired no land, and all my servants were gathered there for the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 men, Jews and officials, besides those who came to us from the nations that were around us. Now what was prepared at my expense for each day was one ox and six choice sheep and birds, and every 10 days all kinds of wine in abundance. Yet for all this I did not demand the food allowance of the governor, because the service was too heavy on this people. Remember for my good, O my God, all that I have done for this people. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Two points I want to make here: that justice and compassion are required in community. Just like in Nehemiah 5, there's this emphasis on the importance of justice. In our churches today, we want to be a people who seek justice and have compassion for one another. The Israelites, who were wealthy, were exacting interest and different things. They were making more money on the poor that were their own brothers and sisters, Israelite brothers and sisters. And this became a real hardship on the people. As we think about this in relation to ourselves and our churches, I think the point that the Lord is giving us is that we should never exploit other people's misfortunes. Rather, we should look at others in times of hardship with compassion. And then I had to notice twice, at least twice in the passage, the fear of God being the motivation. So when Nehemiah says to the leaders, "You can't do this," look at verse 9. He says, "Ought you not to walk in the fear of our God to prevent the taunts of the nations, our enemies?" And then again in verse 15, he gives the reason for why he doesn't take more than he needs. It's because he fears God. This deep respect for who God is and what he calls Nehemiah to do is what is his guiding post. It's what leads him to lead a life of justice and of mercy. And so as we end the podcast today, I want us to think, what does it mean for us to fear the Lord today? How can we live in a way that we have deep respect and commitment to God's commands? Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the ways that we see these themes come up again and again of how we are to be a people who love one another, live in community, and seek the flourishing of those around us. Help us, Lord, to be merciful, to be understanding, to seek out the misfortunate and help them. Give us opportunities today to do such. And also, Lord, we pray for our fellowship. We pray, starting with half of the H's today, for those who are in our midst, that you might bless and keep them, that you might make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them and lift up your countenance upon them and give all of us peace, which passes understanding, through Jesus Christ. And so we pray over these family units: Habshi, Hall, Hardwick, Hargrove, Harkins, Harrison, Harwell, Hatley, Houth, Haynes, Healy, Hurd, Hemphill, Henderson, Hendley, Henninger, Henley, Hernandez, Hester, Hewlett, Hills, Hines, Henson, and Hinton. Thank you, Lord, for watching over your children. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.